This excerpt appeared in the July-August 2023 issue of the Maharshi Newsletter. Selected verses from Guruvachaka Kove, The Garland of Guru's Sayings by Sri Muruganar. The following verses from Sri Muruganar's defining work Guruvachaka Kove, containing the teachings of his guru Sri Ramana, appear in the first chapter titled The Reality of the World. It has been lovingly translated from the original Tamil by David Godman, Robert Butler, and Dr. T.V. Venkata Subramanian, and is available on David Godman's website. 34. The world that associates with us as an appearance of names and forms is as transient as a lightning flash. The faltering understanding, I am the body, is the deceptive device that makes us desire the world as it were real, thereby entrapping us instantaneously in the powerful snare of bondage. Muruganar. Since the world does not appear without the body, the confused belief, I am the body, is said to be the maya that projects the appearance of names and forms. The delusion that causes the name and form appearance to be seen as different from Swarupa is that which insists that the world is real. Its root is the primal ignorance, I am the body. Verse 35. This world of phenomena, consisting of dualities and trinities, shines because of thoughts. Like the unreal circle traced in the air by a whirling firebrand, it, the world phenomena, is created by the spinning of the illusory mind. However, from the point of view of Swarupa, the fullness of intense consciousness, the illusory mind is non-existent. This you should know. Verse 36. You worldly-minded man, you who do not accept as true the fair and reasonable teachings of supreme jnana that are declared by jnanis, if you thoroughly examine the world, this vision misperceived by a jaundiced eye, this bloating out of a great delusion, it is merely a deception caused by vasanas. Note, vasanas are mental habits or tendencies. Verse 37. What exists is the plenitude of object-free jnana, which shines as unconditioned reality. The world appears as an object that is grasped by your sat arivu. Like the erroneous perception of a person with jaundice who sees everything as yellow, this entire world is a deluded view consisting wholly of a mind that has defects such as ego, deceit, desire, and so on. Note, suttarivu is a key word in Muruganar's writings. Arivu means consciousness or true knowledge, and it is often used in Tamil as an equivalent of jnana. Suttu means pointed at. Arivu is the true consciousness, the true knowledge that is aware of nothing other than itself. However, when attention is externalized and pointed at, phenomena that are assumed to be external, the trinity of seer, seeing, and seen, arises. This creates the idea of an individual self who sees an external real world, and while this suttarivu process is functioning, the reality of the undivided self is hidden. Verse 38. Just as yellow turmeric powder loses its color and becomes white under sunlight, this holy mental world perishes before the sunlight of the knowledge of reality. Therefore, it is not a creation of God, the Son of true jnana. Like the many-hued eye of the peacock feather, this bright world is only a vast picture, a reflection seen in the darkened mirror of the impure mind. Verse 39. In the experience of true knowledge, which is the reality of the self, This world is merely the beautiful but illusory azure blue color that appears in the sky. When one becomes confused by the veiling, the I am the body delusion, these things that are seen through suttarivu are merely an imaginary appearance. Verse 40. This world, a vast and harmful illusion that hoodwinks and ravages the intellect of all, has risen through nothing other than the mistake of pramada, which is abandoning one's true nature instead of remaining merged with it. Footnote. Pramada is another key word in the text. It denotes forgetfulness of the self that arises when one puts one's attention on anything that is not the self. When attention is wholly on the self, this world, a vast and harmful illusion, ceases to exist. The world only comes into existence when self-awareness is absent. Verse 41. The worldly life is a dreamlike appearance, sapless and deluding, that functions through the mixture of the pairs of opposites, such as desire and aversion. It appears as if real only as long as one is under the spell of Maya sleep. It will end up being totally false when one truly wakes up into the Maya-free self.